Yo, 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 what is up, my dudes? My name is Maddie, and welcome back. Today, before we get anything started, I'm going to bless you with some good music. This is Psycho Part 2 by Russ. Alrighty, well, that was Psycho Part 2 by Russ. Again, I just wanted to state that so that if you guys want to look it up, you can go ahead and do that. I just want to say that is like another song that also pulls my heartstrings. I don't know why. I think it's the bass in it, or the sound. It kind of sounds like he's beating against like a table or something. I don't know. It gets me every time. There is also a Part 1. I don't know, I like that one, but it's really creepy at the end, and it's, well, this one's kind of repetitive too, but that one's repetitive also. Maybe it's just because, like, if you listen to them the same time, like, Psycho Part 1 and then the next one, then you just kind of get stuck in the same lyrics, and then it kind of just gets boring. So I would recommend, if you're going to listen to it, kind of listen to it separately. That way you can get a feel for both of the songs, because the Psycho Part 1 is kind of like 80s, not 80s, I don't know, kind of like, I don't know, jazzy, I guess, but it's pretty cool. So yeah, I remember when I first listened to Psycho Part 2. Actually, I don't remember. I always mess this up, but the first time I heard Psycho Part 1, it was with my friend Kirsten, my really good friend Kirsten, actually. We were sitting in her car, and we were like, I wonder if there's a Part 1 to this, because it all obviously says Part 2. And so we were looking for Part 1, but we didn't, like, come into consideration that because Part 1 would be the first kind of its original of its kind, that it wouldn't have to have the number 1 in it. So we finally found it, and we were listening to it, and I remember we were like, oh my god, this is so crazy. And like, it's funny because the name is Psycho and it was crazy, but it actually makes you feel crazy at the end, because the music just gets louder and repeating, and it's just crazy. I don't know how else to describe it, and then you kind of get scared at the same time. But it's a really good song, you guys should really listen to it. I don't know if I mentioned this in my last podcast when I was talking about my tattoo, but like I said, Kirsten's one of my best friends. She's one of my really good friends. And we actually got matching tattoos together. The Post Malone one, she has it also under her boob, but you know, she's prettier, so there's that. So yeah, me and her, her and I actually have done some crazy things together. We've gone on investigations and cemeteries and, yeah, just like a lot of crazy things. We've met some pretty cool people because we're crazy. We've actually only like stayed in touch with one though. I don't know if we still both talk to him. Maybe she does, but I don't really talk to him that much. But maybe I should like give you guys a little story time on one of our crazy events. Maybe I'll do that here. You know, if you really want to listen ahead, or if you want to hear a crazy story in my next podcast or anything, just leave an applause right here, or like 5, you know, because why not? So yeah, I'll end this here, and then I'll go ahead and make another one or do a little story time for you guys. That sounds better. So like I said in my last section, Kirsten and I have met some crazy, funny, weird people on the way, but we've only ever kept in touch with one. But before I even get on to talking about that person, we met these crazy people, or these people, by like driving around, looking over, and we're like, oh, these people are actually looking at us, like, let's race. So we would go around racing them, or we would just look over and they would make funny faces or make cute faces, but not really. Or we would be like, oh my god, these guys are cute, so let's go. And that was pretty much like us for a while. That was us for a good 2 months or so. I just remember this guy Kareem. This is the guy we still keep in touch with the most. He actually like looked over at me or looked over at her, both of us, and she was driving and we were on the freeway. She was going like way under the speed limit because of him. But he looked over and he like blew us kissy faces and we're like, oh my God, what the heck? Oh my God. We were like teenage girls, like, you know, like freaking out over something so tiny. And he ended up like, we were like, okay, he said something like, call me, like he gestured, call me, and I was like, what's your number? And so like he took his hands off the steering wheel while we were going under the speed limit on the freeway, and he actually gave us like his number, but he did it with his hands, like not with his voice but with his hands. And that was the first time we ever noticed or we've ever seen something like that, and it was like really cool. I don't care what people say, it was like really cool. But yeah, he's a pretty cool guy and everything. He went to Thailand. Like, this guy goes everywhere, and he passes through, but we don't ever get to see each other. We mostly just talk on Snapchat and everything, but he's a cool guy. I don't know. I hope one day you guys are blessed with something like that. And you know what? I'm sorry that I say blessed so much. I just noticed that I have a problem saying that. I don't know. It's just like good luck, I guess. It's not like religious or anything. But I hope one day you guys can like find a friend like that, because that's cool. I don't care. He was kind of like flirting with us, but at the same time, we kind of just took it as a joke and we just became like really cool friends. So yeah, that's like one of mine and Kirsten's stories, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. So I don't know if you guys realized how many times I just said like, but I think I should probably end this here so that I don't say it anymore and get on anybody's nerves more than I've already gotten on my own nerves. I hope you guys have a great and wonderful night, day, weekend, whatever, whenever you're listening to this. I hope it's amazing, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.